Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church, the second Sunday of Easter, Sunday, April 19th. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hymn 469, Christ the Lord is risen today. Hymn 469.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Saints on earth and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing ye hymns and earth reply. Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Lo, our sun's eclipse is o'er. Lo, he sets in blood no more. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Christ hath burst the gates of hell. Death in vain forbids his rise. Christ has opened paradise. Lives again our glorious King. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Once he died our souls to save. Where thy victory, O grave? Soar we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Hail the Lord of earth and heaven, praise to thee by both be given. Thee we greet triumphant now, hail the resurrection thou. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. Psalm 148, read together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created, and he established them forever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for the second Sunday of Easter is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 5. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day, in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
In 471, O sons and daughters of the King, in 471, we sing stanzas 1 through 7.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing, today the grave has lost its sting. Alleluia. That Easter morn at break of day, the faithful women went their way to seek the tomb where Jesus lay. Alleluia. An angel clad in white they see, who sits and speaks unto the three. Your Lord will go to Galilee. Alleluia. That night the apostles met in fear. Among them came their master dear, and said, "My peace be with you here."
Alleluia. When Thomas first the tidings heard that they had seen the risen Lord, he doubted the disciples' word. Alleluia. My pierced side, O Thomas, see, and look upon my hands, my feet, not faithless, but believing be. Alleluia. No longer Thomas then denied, he saw the feet, the hands, the side. You are my Lord and God, he cried. Alleluia.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text on this second Sunday of Easter is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. I read again the end of verse 19 and verse 20. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, this past week, many Americans, including myself, watched as President Trump and the Coronavirus Task Force unveiled their plan to reopen America. Of course, the governors will have the final say as to when their states will actually reopen. But once there is a downward trend of confirmed cases of COVID-19, and a downward trend in the positive testing for the virus, once a state has a robust testing program in place and the hospitals have the capacity to treat any and all who are sick with the virus, then the reopening process can begin. The plan put forward three phases. Phase one allows groups of 10 or less to gather together with appropriate physical distancing. Phase two allows groups of 50 or less to gather together, again, with appropriate physical distancing. Phase three allows public gatherings of unlimited size with some limited physical distancing. So what's the point? The point is, I can see a light at the end of this tunnel. Yes, the church for a time has stopped gathering together for public worship, but those days are numbered. Once we begin to reopen America, once we begin to reopen the state of Illinois, then we will also begin to reopen Trinity Lutheran Congregation. You see, we belong together, not apart. We are a flock, not just so many individual sheep. We are a household, a family, not loosely connected individual members. We are the body of Christ, not just a bunch of disjointed body parts. We are being built into a spiritual temple in the Lord, and not just a bunch of living stones scattered randomly about. And that's what we saw on that first Easter Sunday, the church and her Lord together. The disciples were together, granted, they were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews, but they were together. And then it happened. Jesus came and stood among them. Jesus came and stood in their midst. And what did Jesus do once he came among his disciples and was standing in their midst? He spoke. He opened his mouth and spoke. He said, "Peace be with you." He spoke peace to his frightened, confused, and doubting disciples. He spoke peace into their ears and into their hearts. peace that was theirs in him, their crucified and now risen Savior, their dead but now living Lord. And no sooner had Jesus spoken peace to them than he showed them his hands and his side. He showed them his wounded body that he gave into death for the sin of the world to make peace between God and man. He showed them his wounded body from which his blood freely flowed, the blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of sins, the blood that has made peace between sinners and the Holy Trinity. And when the disciples saw Jesus, when they heard his words of peace, when they viewed his once crucified and wounded, but now risen and living body, they were glad. They rejoiced to be together in the presence of their living and life-giving Lord. But Thomas was missing. He wasn't there. He didn't see Jesus. He didn't hear Jesus. He didn't view his hands and side. But he did a week later. 8 days later, the next Sunday, the same thing happened. The disciples were once again together behind locked doors, only this time, Thomas was there. Again, Jesus came and stood among them in their midst. Again, Jesus spoke. He said to them the same thing he said the Sunday before, "Peace be with you." And then he invited Thomas to see and to touch the wounds in his hands and his side. He called Thomas to believe that he was now his living and life-giving Lord. And Thomas did. Thomas believed. Thomas confessed, "My Lord and my God." Now, I can't say for sure, but I would venture a guess that the same thing happened again the next Sunday and the Sunday after that and the Sunday after that. The first day of the week, Sunday, the disciples gathered together. Jesus came and stood in their midst. He spoke peace to them. He showed them his hands and his side. They were glad to be in his presence and confessed him as their Lord and their God. But here's what I do know. That up until the coronavirus hit in the middle of March, that's exactly what was happening every Sunday and Wednesday here at Trinity Lutheran Church and in other congregations, Christian congregations, the world over. It's what happens every Lord's Day and at other times. We, the disciples of Jesus, come together in one place, in this house of God. Jesus comes and stands among us in our midst, just like he promises. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Jesus speaks to us. Jesus speaks to us his word. In the reading of the Holy Scriptures, in the preaching of the gospel, in the words of absolution, in the hymns and liturgy that we sing together and through which we speak to one another, in those things Jesus himself speaks to us. He speaks peace into our sinful hearts, into our troubled minds, and our guilty consciences. He tells us again how he loved us and gave himself for us. He tells us how he purchased for us and now gives to us that peace which the world cannot give, that peace that passes all understanding, the peace of sins forgiven, the peace of life everlasting. The peace that springs from the promise of a resurrected and renewed body and a heavenly home. True, Jesus doesn't show us his hands and his side like he did with his disciples that first Easter Sunday. True, we don't actually see him with our own eyes. Jesus doesn't invite us to touch his wounded body like he did Thomas. No, he does something even better. He gives us the sacrament. At his table, in his supper, he gives us his body to eat. The very body that he gave into death on the cross for us. He gives us his blood to drink. The very blood that was poured out for us and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Being in the presence of our risen Lord, hearing his voice, speaking peace to us in his word, eating and drinking his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, that makes us glad. That causes us to rejoice. That strengthens us to keep on believing in our crucified and risen Lord Jesus, whom we have not seen. It calls forth from our mouths the same confession of faith that Thomas made, "My Lord and my God." We have not been able to gather together as a congregation for a month now. This is the fifth Sunday in a row. We've not been able to eat and drink the Lord's Supper together. I have been able to preach the gospel, and you have been able to hear it, thanks to God's good gift of technology. The Holy Spirit has been active through my preaching and your own Bible reading, doing what he always does, strengthening your faith, forgiving your sins, and helping you to bear your crosses, including the ones that have been laid on you during this pandemic. Rest assured, Jesus has been and still is with you in your own home, as he promises. But a sermon viewed on Trinity's YouTube station, your own Bible reading and personal devotions, those are not replacements for the public worship services. They never have been, and they never will be. The hearing and reading of God's word at home, your personal prayers and devotions flow out from and lead you back to the public gathering of the church with our Lord Jesus around his word and his sacraments. And so be careful. Be careful that you don't allow this time of sheltering in your own house to make you complacent about eventually gathering with others in the Lord's house. Don't let it make you comfortable breaking the third commandment going forward by despising preaching and God's word, not to mention the Lord's Supper. Instead, allow this time to make you all the more eager to gather with your fellow believers in Jesus, to gather in his house and in his presence and around his gifts. Our Lutheran confessions define the church this way: the church is the assembly of saints in which the gospel is taught purely and the sacraments are administered rightly. I mean, that's who we are. We are the saints. The saints who have been made holy through faith in Christ. We are the saints who assemble around our risen Lord Jesus, who assemble around his preached gospel and his administered sacraments to receive the peace of sins forgiven that only Jesus could win for us and that only Jesus can give to us. I, for one, can't wait for the reopening of America, the reopening of Illinois, the reopening of Trinity Lutheran Church. And I hope you can't wait either. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We return to hymn 471. We sing together stanzas 8 and 9.
How blessed are they who have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for they eternal life shall win. Alleluia. On this most holy day of days, be laud and jubilee and praise. To God your hearts and voices raise. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may, by your grace, confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God of mercy, keep us from the doubts and fears that hinder us from knowing the fullness of your saving peace and gracious presence. Teach us to trust in your word and to believe with all our hearts in Jesus Christ, crucified for our sin and raised for our justification, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of grace, bestow upon your church your Holy Spirit. Grant us pastors to preach and ears to hear your word faithfully proclaimed. Make us bold in our witness before the world, and give us courage to speak your name without fear, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of power, give courage and strength to all who are persecuted for the faith. Make your church steadfast in the teaching of the apostles and the faith once delivered to the saints. Help us through your word to gently restore those who have fallen away from the faith and have wandered from the truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of might, bless us with wise, faithful, and just leaders who will defend us against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Make us wise and discerning citizens who use our liberties for the good of others, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of love, teach us to love one another as you have loved us. Rescue us from everything that threatens our homes and families. Protect the police, firefighters, disaster relief workers, and medical personnel who serve us, as well as the places where we live and work. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of comfort, help all who suffer want or need, the sick, those troubled in mind, and those to whom death draws near. Heal and sustain them according to your gracious will, and preserve them in faith to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of hope, be with those who grieve the loss of those whom they love. Point them to the promise of the resurrection and the gift of life everlasting to all who live and die in Christ, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, You have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Hymn 473, our Paschal Lamb that sets us free. Hymn 473.
My Paschal Lamb that sets us free is sacrificed, O keep. The feast of freedom gallantly let alleluias leap. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia again. Sing alleluia, cry aloud, alleluia, amen. Let all our lives now celebrate, the feast let malice die. Let love grow strong anew and great, let truth stamp out the lie. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia again. Sing alleluia, cry aloud, alleluia, amen. Let all our deeds unanimous confess him as our Lord, who by the Spirit lives in us, the Father's living Word. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia again. Sing alleluia, cry aloud, alleluia, amen.